Welcome to this Stream Globe Word Encounter Sermon by Pastor Abraham Damilola Arigi. Be blessed as you listen and kindly share with a friend. You can learn more about this ministry by visiting our website at streamglobe.org or devotional.ng. You can also contact us via telephone by calling +234 803 442 0524 or +234 813 822 4547. God expects you to pray and fast regularly. Jesus said, when you fast, God expects you to have hours, times where you go and pray. But I want to beg you in the name of the Lord, don't waste those times. How do you waste those times? You are doing a vigil, you are praying for 3 hours every night, and you spend 2 hours, 90 minutes, praying against demons. Are you alright? Of course, you have no choice, because the demons are alive and well, and they are troubling you, and you can see the evidence of their troubling. But that's not God's plan for prayer. Prayer is talking to God, it's not talking to demons. Are you getting my point? Hey, you need to understand. If you have vigil every night and you are spending 2 hours ministry to God, check the book of Acts. Where they prayed and they ministered to God. Check all the examples of prayers in the New Testament. From the book of Acts, that word. And see how many times they were addressing evil spirits. It's not because evil spirits were not real. If I'm convinced that they dealt with more evil spirits than we dealt with, because they were at the dancing stage of the church, and the devil knew that if they failed, we would not be here today. But they understood the principle of waiting upon the Lord. You spend 2 hours speaking in tongues, and what you are saying is, Lord, purify me. Lord, fill me. That is the body in your heart. Those demons that you are using, that you normally use to use 3 hours to cast out, you will cast them out in less than 3 minutes because you are so full of power. How long do you think it took Jesus to cast out demons? Are you getting my point? Are you getting my point? As he is, so are we supposed to be in this world. So spend your prayer time focusing on the Lord. Amen. Spend your prayer time focusing on the Lord. Hey? There are sometimes there is trouble that took me to the place of prayer. But when I begin to pray in the spirit, I realize that the Holy Spirit does not want me to focus on that trouble. He wants me to focus on Him. You know, God loves you. If you are in love, if you have ever been in love, if that love is real, you want to spend time with the person you love. Is that not so? Yes. You just want to spend time with the person you love. And the thing about spending time with God, do you remember that even when God made Adam, before man fell, the Bible says the Spirit of God used to go and be with Adam in the cool of the day. Whenever you take out time, do you know how pleased God is when you take out 2 hours every night and say, I just want to spend time with God? And you spend that 2 hours speaking in tongues. What will happen is that the Bible says, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God. The more you spend time with the Lord like that in prayer, remember your focus now is the kingdom of God and His righteousness. What will happen is that you will know God more. And grace and peace will be multiplied upon your life. When Jesus told the disciples that this time does not go out but by prayer and fasting, did He go out fast? No, answer me now. Did He go out fast? So, what happened with Jesus? When He was praying and fasting, He was not praying and fasting because of demon. He was praying and fasting because of grace. The Bible says He was full of grace and truth. So, when He first saw a demon, He could easily cast out the demon because He already had stuff in His spirit. Amen? So your call was predetermined. Paul said, God who separated me to be an apostle from my mother's womb. If you are going to fulfill your call in God, one of the things that the Holy Spirit does to you, because it's possible for you to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and you do not have fellowship with the Holy Spirit because you don't have time for Him. And how do you have time for Him? true communion. How does this happen? In the place of prayer. How many of you just go to pray? You know, they said in Acts that as the saints, as the disciples were ministering unto the Lord. You know what it means to minister unto the Lord? Have you been to a restaurant before? And the waiters are waiting on you. Or they are, you know, ministry means to serve. It means that they are there for you. Amen? Amen? When you go to pray and you want to minister unto the Lord, it means that you are there for Him. You are saying, Lord, I'm available. And one of the first things, one of the first burdens that will be in your heart is purging. Purging. Removing everything in you that is contrary to His nature. And as that happens to you, just require that your power level will be multiplied. Grace and peace be multiplied to us through the knowledge of God. After you understand the corporate call, you need to understand your specific assignments. These were determined before you were born. An example is singing. Because when we talk about specific assignment, the things that come to the hearts of many of us is apostle, prophet. But do you know that there are people that God has assignment as singers? Amen? Who gives people voice to sing? Is it the devil? No. Were you born with a voice to sing? Yes. You were born with a voice to sing. Who gave you that voice? God. So God that knew that He has an assignment for you in the singing ministry. Because there are some people that will listen to you because you have a beautiful voice. And they will not listen to me because they have beef with God. You know, music has a way of cutting across barriers. Many of you don't know that many of the songs that are popular, we don't even know the meaning of the songs. We don't know the meaning. How many of you remember Makosa and all of that, Awilo? Did you know what they were saying? It was just because it was good music and good singing that it became popular. Dorime. Do you know the beauty of the song? If I feel as if I just defiled this altar by mentioning that thing, because I really don't know what it means. It could as well be a demonic incantation. But because it was good music, it became popular. And these abilities are given by God. Amen? So, one of the things that happened to you by the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Bible says, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. It says that your sons and daughters shall prophesy. It says your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. If you check that scripture in the book of Joel, and check that scripture that says that where there is no vision, the people perish. It's the same Hebrew word. It's very easy for us to interpret your young men shall see visions as what happened here when we were singing, what I saw some visions. Amen? But I think it's deeper than that. I think that if you have the Holy Spirit within you and you fellowship with the Holy Spirit, He will give you visions for your life. By visions, I mean assignment. If you go to a serious organization, they will put their vision statement somewhere. And they will put their vision statement. And their vision statement is what guides their assignment. Their vision statements are practical ways by that they have laid out to accomplish their vision. Are we together? What is the vision of your life? Because Paul's life had a vision. And that vision did not come from him. It came from God. The one that usually comes from you is ambition. We are too myopic in the sinful nature to have vision. What we basically have is ambition. And ambition is usually crystallized by comparisons and all of that. But vision is beyond yours, is beyond you. And ambition is something that you can fulfill if you give your heart to it. If you have a little bit of luck. Amen? So there's no big deal. If this young man says that in the next 17 years, he will be an aeronautic engineer. And that's his ambition. He can fulfill it. He will just begin to read certain books, attend certain classes, write certain exams, go and study another course in the university, and the next 17 years you will be an aeronautic engineer. Ambition is something that you can fulfill. But let me tell you something about visions. If it is a vision from God, you cannot fulfill it by your power. Without God, you cannot fulfill it. So for example, if the Lord tells you now that you are going to heal the sick and raise the dead, you know that there is no ambition in this world that can help you to heal the sick and raise the dead. You don't have the, do you understand what I'm saying? You don't have the power to do it. If you, no matter how much you sit down and plan, if it is not given to you, you will not heal the sick. You will not raise the dead. And there are also things like that. There are visions that God will give you that are just, it may not even be what the world will call ministry. But for you, it is ministry. So what I'm saying is that one of the things that the Holy Spirit does in you is that he will quicken the vision of God in your heart. This young man is an example. As soon as he became baptized in the Holy Spirit, the visions of God became more. He began to see himself more in his dreams, preaching the gospel. An angel will appear to him and say, why are you not preaching? You know why? It's because of the Holy Ghost. He says, your young men shall what? Shall see visions. What I'm saying here is, it is important that you know the specific assignment. That we all know that we are vessels, right? It is important that you know whether you are a spoon or you are a cup or you are a plate. It's important. And this is only possible by the communion, by fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, it is impossible. That's one point. I want us to go to the next point before we close, because we just have a few minutes to go. Matthew chapter 23 verse 11. Matthew chapter 23 verse 11. You are there, please read it for us. Matthew 23 verse 11. Matthew 23 verse 11. He that is greatest among you shall serve. Amen. Because who is a servant? A servant is somebody who serves. Don't get it mixed. I'm a civil servant for the Federal Republic of Nigeria. You know what that means? It means I serve the Federal Republic of Nigeria. You may work, but you don't serve the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So he that is will be greatest must be one who what? Serves. The kingdom of God is not title oriented. It is service oriented. There are many of you probably following online and who will be listening to this broadcast that are asking sincerely, because you want to fulfill God's purpose, you want to serve God. Are you asking sincerely that what is my call? I can speak in tongues and I can prophesy. Does that mean I am a prophet? I see visions and I have word of knowledge. Does that mean I am a prophet, or does that mean I am an apostle? Because I can also teach. Are you getting my point? Some will even say, when I have a very strong ability to convince people, to influence people, when I market, even if it is this handkerchief, you know, there are some people that will market something that you don't need, and by the time they are done, you will still buy it even though you don't need it, because they have this persuasive power, and that power is usually divine. Some people were born with it. It was God that gave it to them. And they begin to ask all of these kind of questions. I say, does this mean I am an evangelist? Does this mean I am a pastor? Does this mean I am a prophet? And these are very important questions. In the kingdom of God, we are not title driven. We are service driven. If somebody is called a prophet, it is because of the nature of his service. Amen? Are you getting my point? If the Lord has ever told you that you are a prophet, Yes, he will give you gifts, spiritual gifts, that will help you to do that work of a prophet. But you need to understand that in fulfilling your ministry as a prophet, it is a particular kind of assignment. You know that there are some people that are not fully formed yet. But when you begin to see the kind of assignment that God has for them, you know that this vessel is a spoon. It is not a plate. Are you getting my point? Yes. What I'm saying is that as you will not, no matter what God has predestined for you, it's just like a tree. When you see the seed, that seed has been predestined to be a massive tree. Right? Just give it time. When it grows and the plant matures, it will begin to bring fruit. It will begin to do all of those. It will begin to have a big trunk. But you agree with me that it will not happen until that plant matures. What I'm saying is that no matter what God has predestined you to be, whether he has predestined you to be a prophet or an apostle, you will not be an apostle or a prophet until you are mature spiritually. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are many times that God will even show you where you are a baby. Physically, spiritually speaking. Because those revelations are given to help you to plot your life from when you are young. For example, that Samson had certain specific assignments. And from when he was young, he needed to give himself to certain disciplines that will make the anointing, the peculiar anointing of God upon him manifest. So he needed to know from where he was young. The same thing with John the Baptist. So there are subtypes that even from the day you give your life to Jesus Christ, the Lord begins to show you that I want you to be an apostle. And basically what the Lord is, the reason why the Lord is showing you is also that you be carrying, and what happened, the mistake, and it's a deadly mistake. Many people, you know, I talked about believers die before their time. It's unfortunate, but it happens. Many believers die before their time because of this reason. Because as soon as the Lord reveals to them, they are baby Christians, they are not immature, but the Lord has revealed to them that they are supposed to be apostles, or they are supposed to be prophets. Pew! They go about calling themselves prophets. Do you understand? And they begin to carry themselves with the arrogance and all of that. I say, I'm a prophet. And all of that. And the reason why God showed them that you are an apostle, or you are a prophet, or you are an evangelist, is to help them to give themselves to certain disciplines that are meant for that office. For example, you see in the book of Acts that the apostles had serious administrative task. They had thousands of people that the church was feeding on a daily basis. Now, if you know anything about administration, that is a lot of administrative work. Because some people will cook the food, some people will go and buy the food in the market. They have to make sure that people don't eat twice, when some people have not eaten. Are you understanding what I'm saying? They have to make sure that it's a lot of administrative work. And they say, no. We are apostles. We know our job in the house. We cannot give ourselves to serving tables. We will give ourselves to the ministry of the word and to prayer. Does that mean other Christians that were serving tables were not supposed to give themselves to the ministry of the word? No. What it meant was that because they were apostles, they knew that giving themselves to the ministry of the word was something that they needed to do much more than the average Christian. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If you are a prophet, for example, there are some disciplines that you will have and some consecrations that you will have that you will, there are some things that other people can do. Because the Lord has told you that you are a prophet, you will know that you cannot do it. Are you, see, there are some movies that after you watch them, you will be able to see vision. It will affect your ability to see visions. Because maybe they are very violent movies. Other people may watch such movies. Now, we shouldn't be watching violent movies, no matter what, as a Christian. But other believers may watch some movies or may participate in some other things because they don't have the grace of a prophet. They are not prophets. But for you as an apostle, you need to give yourself to the ministry of the word and to prayer. So if you know that you are an apostle, it means that you will pray more than the average Christian. Right? And it means you will study the word of God more than the average Christian. One average Christian is okay with studying one chapter of the Bible a day. For you, it may be transgression. It may be seed for you to study only one chapter of the Bible a day. Because you are supposed to... Are you understanding what I'm saying? So, those are the reasons why God tells us what we are. If not, God will not bother telling you. So, when the Lord tells you that you are a prophet, it's because there are certain disciplines. And it is important for you to know. That's what we do. That's what we do when we teach you the word of God here. For example, if you are a prophet, one of the things you must train yourself in is intercession. Because the office of the prophet is not just to foretell the future or to tell people what is in their heart. That is not even the primary assignment of the prophet. Now, let's go back to our study. How do you know your call? It's by the assignment that God has given you. Are you getting my point? It's not by the gift, so any believer can have any gift. It is just about being in the right place at the right time. You can be in a place, you know, Apostle Paul was telling the Corinthians that they should desire spiritual gifts, especially that they may prophesy. This was regardless of their ministry grace. If you are, if, amen, don't get that twisted. God may not even be calling you to the pulpit at all, and then he's giving you serious prophetic ability. Daniel is a case in point. Daniel was, that if you read the Hebrew Bible, Daniel was never considered to be a prophet. The book of Daniel is among the writings. Because Daniel was not an itinerant. All those things you saw that Daniel foretold, they were just God telling, showing him what will happen in the future. Because let me tell you what happens when you prophesy. Amen. Even though when you are a prophet, God shows you what will happen in the future. When you are a prophet, what you do primarily is that you use words to form the future. When Isaiah was prophesying that Babylon will come down, it was not because it was not that Babylon was going to come down and he was foretelling it. He was not forecasting. The reason why Babylon came down was because he said so. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because this realm is controlled by words. When God, if you read the book of Genesis, everything that came into existence, God spoke first. And God has not, he does not change. He has not changed his method. Everything that happens, words have to first be spoken. Because what happened in the book of Genesis was that the Lord God, who is the Lord God, pre-incarnate Jesus, he actually came into time and was speaking things. He literally formed man out of the dust of the ground. What I'm telling you is that if you were there when Jesus was forming man, you would have seen somebody physically forming. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hey, you know what they call the glorified body? It's a body. What it means is that if an angel comes here with a body, with their body, let me tell you the difference between angels and just demons. Angels have bodies. You see those angels that you see, the reason why you, if there are angels here right now, the reason why you can't see them is because the kind of body that they have has the ability to hide itself. Are you understanding my point? You know how our Lord Jesus, when he resurrected from the dead, you know he resurrected bodily. Do you realize, if you read carefully between the lines, you realize that there were many times he was with his disciples and they did not see him. Then he now reveals himself, then they will see him. And there are many times that he was with his disciples that they did not recognize him. Because he had a body that could alter its form. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's it about the glorified body. The Bible says many have entertained angels without knowing it. The reason is because angels can manifest physically like human beings. Are you getting what I'm saying? Have you realized how they will call an angel a dragon, and yet that angel can come to the earth and be manifesting like a human being? That's the thing about the glorified body. It can change shape. You know what bothers me? If you watch all of these Hollywood movies, unbelievers, these people who are into the occult, they seem to understand these things more than the church. They'll say they are alien, an alien invasion. That those aliens are actually reptiles. If you see them in their real nature, they are reptiles. But they can manifest as beautiful girls. But if you see them in their native shape, because they have a spiritual body, it's a body. Are you understanding it? I hope you understand what I'm saying. Because the reason why, how did I go here? I was just trying to explain to you. Now, how did I even get here? I talked about how that angels, so the angels that are here now, if they are given permission from the Father, they can manifest themselves and you'll be able to touch them. You'll be able to slap them. You will give them food, they will eat. Because they have bodies. So I was saying the Lord God, when he was creating this realm, he came into this realm with a body. That's why he could form man out of the dust of the ground. Are you getting my point? And the way he was, when it says, and the Lord said, or and God said, he was actually speaking words. And when Moses was writing the book of Genesis, because Moses was a prophet, he could see, he could see all that was happening then, and then he said, and God said, let there be light. He could hear those. Are you understand what I'm saying? Now, when you are a prophet, I'm not saying when you are walking in word of knowledge or word of wisdom, which are all called prophetic gifts or discerning of spirits. When you are a prophet, you are occupying the office of a prophet. Are you getting my point? One of the things that God expects you to do is that whenever he wants to do a thing, he says the Lord does not do anything except he reveals it to his servants, the prophets. Whenever God wants to do a thing, it normally happens in the place of intercession. The Lord will, first of all, he will quicken it upon the heart of a prophet. What is this now? He will quicken it upon the heart of a prophet. And what will the prophet do? The prophet will begin to prophesy. Because in order for those things to manifest physically, words need to be spoken physically. Are you getting what I'm saying? So, the reason why rain did not fall for 3.5 years in Israel, in Samaria, was because Elijah said rain will not fall. It was his words that went and caused rain not to fall. When God wanted to send Jesus, one reason why Jesus could not come immediately was because there were a number of prophets that needed to come and prophesy and lay out the real tracks for his life. It is after they now prophesied, the last of those prophets to come was John the Baptist. If John the Baptist did not manifest, Jesus could not. I didn't say Jesus will not. He could not. It's written like that in scripture. He couldn't manifest. Because he was coming on the strength of the things that those people said. Do you now understand a little bit about the assignment of a prophet? So there are sometimes the Lord wants to bring a revival to a community. He wants to bring a revival to a nation. And the first people he will send as forerunners will be prophets before he will send the apostles. And all those prophets will be doing will be that they will go to that land and start interceding. And when the grace comes upon them, they will prophesy. They will prophesy a revival. They will prophesy. They will say, "Hey, time is going to come that there will be all the bars will be empty because there will be there will be nobody buying alcohol because there will be a revival upon the land." 50 years later, one young apostle that is 25 years old will stumble upon that community. He will preach the gospel small. He will find grace. Before you know, there will be a revival. He did not realize the reason why that revival came was because some prophets had prophesied. In fact, nobody knew that they were prophesied. They were prophesied. They were just maybe 3 praying. And they will pray, and then they will prophesy. The reason why that apostle could come and do all those things he was doing was because those prophets had come to prophesy. Because these are the things that the apostles were doing are operations of God. And in order for the operations of God to find fruition, words need to be first spoken. Are you now understanding the assignment of a prophet? Don't worry. If you don't understand it, forget about it. Amen? Okay, don't forget about it. I got that phrase from the world. Do you get it? Good. That's the job of a prophet. So, it's not about whether you are seeing visions or you are doing word of knowledge. There are more important jobs that God has for you as a prophet. So one of the things you just discover that the Lord is putting bodies in your heart. You pass through a community and a body will be in your heart. If you do not go and pray, the body will not lift. Your soul is vexed by the idolatry in the community. And as the Lord leads you to the place of intercession, I begin to intercede. I begin to pray. You begin to pray. What happens is that The prophetic will break forth. I begin to speak words. Those are the things that God wants to do. God will not do a thing except he reveals it to his servants, the prophets. And when he reveals it to them, what do? They prophesy. Many of us don't know the power of words. This world was created by words. The reason why Jesus Christ could form the heavens and the earth as the works of his fingers was because words were first spoken. The reason why when he formed you and he breathed into you, you came alive, was because words were first spoken. Some things you are doing, the reason why that business will work, because other people we did such things and it did not work, is because words were first spoken. The reason why some people are doing some things and it's not working is because words were first spoken. Amen?
Amen.
So that is the assignment of the prophet. He comes to clear the road. I'm a civil engineer and I love highway engineering. We build roads. You cannot build a road until a bulldozer and a grader and all kinds of clearing has happened. Sometimes they will fill gullies. We do what they call soil stabilization. They will cut mountains. They will fill valleys. They will remove trees, remove stumps, remove stones before the road comes. The job of removing. You know, God told Jeremiah, he said, I've set you to uproot and to plant. The job of removing, remove clearing mountains, filling up valleys, that's the job of the prophet. The job of the apostle is usually to come and build the roads. When the apostle has built the roads, then the teachers begin to teach. They are like the vehicles that drive on the road. Are you understanding my point? Brethren, you need to understand your assignment. So, don't worry about all this, whether you are... See, you can be... God can be sending you to the government, like Daniel. And he will give you all kinds of prophetic abilities. It does not mean that you are a prophet. God can be sending you to the hospital. You are a doctor. You will touch a patient and you will be able to download their history. Not medical history. Their life's history. By prophetic. And it does not mean that you are... Because in the kingdom of God is according to the assignment. There are some assignments that God will give you. That when you discuss the burdens that the Lord has put upon your heart, I'll say, you are an apostle. Is this kind of work is meant for an apostle? Amen? Yeah, it's meant for an apostle. So what am I saying? The kingdom of God is not title driven, it is service driven. You will most easily know your call through the peculiar assignments that God has given you. Yes, there is a relationship between gifts and callings. If our Romans chapter 12 verse 6 says we have gifts according to the grace that we have received. But you need to understand, child of God, that whatever it is that you are is a function of the assignments that the Lord is giving you. That is the most important factor about who you are. Amen. Let's begin to pray. Let's begin to pray. Kaba sotele kaba shneados. Lezote kata. Say, God will not do a thing except he first of all reveals it to his servants, the prophet. There are many things that God wants to do, and he's looking for prophets. And all that will happen is that he will put the burden upon their hearts to begin to intercede. As they intercede, he will crystal. He will give them utterance and they will prophesy. And things will begin to happen upon the strength of their prophecy. Remember, it is God that rewards us. Zale katabaliadis. There are thrones that await you. Eternal rewards. Where you are faithful in this assignment. If you seek the reward of man, you may not serve God. If you are looking for body, if body becomes your motivation for ministry, you will serve God. Say, Lord, help me. Give me the right mindset. Let the visions, your assignments be crystallized upon my heart. Let me know why I am here. Help me to understand my call. Help me to understand. You see, when you understand your call and you are walking in your call, you will find the supply of heaven. you will find unusual grace. You will find that you cannot die before your time. Yeah, you say, I've not finished the course. I've not finished the course. I still have some distance to go. I can't die now. The fear of death will become alien in your heart when you understand your call and you begin to walk and fulfill that call. The fear of death will become alien. Say, Lord, help me understand my call and walk in it. Help me understand my call and walk in it. The devil has two major tools. One is distraction. Say, Lord, deliver me from all distraction. The blessing that you are looking for is in the fulfillment of that call. Basha katabale keteke teke tebolis. Lezo teke basha la ba 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 balis. Lasha katabale de 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 bosobale de de balis. Lord, deliver me from all distractions. Lezo teke pasoli katabalis. Lezo teke teke tebasobali akatabai. Basha la ba 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 le de 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 de. In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea. You know why? Prophet said so. Are you understand what I'm saying? Many of you will think that prophets said Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea because Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem of Judea. No, it was actually the other way around. God needed those prophets. It took God more than 2,000 years after the fall for Jesus to come, because there was a number of prophets that needed to come and prophesy, because he will come on the strength of those prophets. He was born in Bethlehem of Judea according to the word of the prophet. Did you not say it like that in the Bible? He died in a certain way according to the word of the prophet. The crucifixion of Jesus was already detailed. Prophets had already prophesied it. That he will be bruised, he will be wounded, that they will smite his face. They had already prophesied it. Because that was the activity of God. Next week, maybe, if the Lord, because this curriculum is quite large, maybe we'll look at the assignment of an apostle. I would have come because in the, amen. The normal order is to first of all look at the assignment of an apostle before looking at the assignment of the prophet. But it's important that we came this way, because you need to understand, because many times if we go that way, many of you will not understand the office of a prophet. You think the job of a prophet is to be telling us what will happen in 2022. And to be telling us full number. Those are some of the additional, amen. But the real assignment of a prophet is that they are the ones through whom the purposes of God are installed upon the earth. God wants to do something, he inspires the prophet, he says it, and it happens because the prophet prophesied. Can we lift up our hands and say, Father, help me? And we don't waste this time that you have given me. And we fulfill my assignment. And we walk in the blessing. And we live a spirit-filled life. Demons will not see my brake light. The devil will not be able to stop me. I will walk in the grace of the Lord Jesus. Altars of darkness in my community will be destroyed. Altars of darkness in my families will be permanently destroyed. Because I will fulfill my call. In the name of Jesus. Just pray the Spirit for 1 minute as we bring this meeting to a close. There are many people that will not go to hell because you fulfilled your call. That would have gone to hell if you don't fulfill your call. That's why Jesus referred to servants, to the servant that buried his talent, as a wicked servant. I will fulfill my call. I will never stop my journey halfway. Hallelujah. Until I wear my crown. Until I reach my goal. Until I reach my goal. I will never stop my journey halfway. Hallelujah, until I reach my goal. Until I wear my crown. Until I wear my crown, I will never stop my journey halfway. Hallelujah, until I wear my crown. Sin, we have no dominion over me. So te kabashala bali do dedes, kapalo so bali katabali ketekedeles, shone kabala lelededededededebolekodebos. As you fulfill the call of God upon your life, you will find that those same demons that have been troubling you in the past will become insignificant, because you are now operating according to a power that is stronger than what they can understand, because you plugged into the call. Le so teke pasolai kotebai. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Father, we ask that you fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Charge us with your spirit. Amen. For we know that the words that we have heard, they are not mere words. They are spirit and they are life. Let the spirit and life of your word be made manifest. And let our profiting be evident to even our enemies, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Remove us from the place of destruction and take us to a large place. Amen. Take us to higher ground. Amen. Take us to higher ground. Amen. Lord, every need, every challenge that the devil has been using as his destruction against us, Lord, we ask that by your mighty power you fix those challenges. In the name of Jesus. Let every mountain be removed. Amen. Let every high place be brought down. Amen. Let every valley be filled up. Amen. And let the purposes of God prosper in our lives. Amen. Let the will of the Lord prevail. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father, for hearing us. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. We are welcome once again to this meeting. We are closing now. If you have a petition, you can raise it to the Lord in 1 minute. Maybe there's something you want the Lord to do for you. Just raise it to the Lord. And then come next week expecting a testimony. Come next week expecting a testimony. Kabosu take a tebalai. A petition, something you want the Lord to do for you. Father, we thank you so much for hearing us. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your goodness. Heavenly Father, we are grateful. We worship you, Lord. If you are following online, you can raise your petitions to the Lord. He wants to help you more than you want him to help you. Just wanted to give us that opportunity, because the Spirit of the Lord is here. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And Father, we receive answers from you speedily. In the name of Jesus. Enlarge our coasts. Increase our capacity. In this week that we are going into, let sin not have dominion over us. Deliver us from every kind of evil. And bless us with your presence and your power. Oh, let doors be opened for us to fulfill purpose and destiny. Let sin not have dominion over us. Every besetting sin is losing its power over somebody now. Immorality has died a natural death. Because with immorality in your life, you cannot fulfill purpose and destiny. You cannot fulfill the plan of God. Let that spirit of immorality die forever. In the name of Jesus. And let the life of God take over. For those that are following online, and for everyone here, thank you, Father, for hearing us.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. If you have an offering, you can put it there. That's our offering basket. This is Streamlabs Word Encounter. The Lord has been the one that has gathered us together in His name. And we are being blessed. I want to encourage you to invite your friends to be part of this meeting. And even that is service to the kingdom of God. The purpose of this ministry is to build us up such that we are kingdom functionaries. And when you are living in a community, the witches will pack out because you are there. Amen. Amen. And sinners come to the knowledge of Christ because you are now a bright and shining light. And that is going to be our portion. We walk in the plan of God for our life. That plan that has been written from the foundation of the world, you will walk in it. The devil will not stop us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want to encourage ourselves to give ourselves to evangelism. Amen. It's not because I'm saying evangelize and bring people here. No, evangelize and bring people into the kingdom of God. Because that's the assignment that God has given to all of us. And as we fulfill that assignment, we'll receive our rewards both now and eternally in Jesus' name.